Hello and welcome to another episode of Life in Hex.
Life in Hex.
Yep, I'm Gelada.
And I'm Seferin.
And we're going to do some more strange stuff.
Yeah, this is our second podcast.
It is. This is our second episode.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hope you all enjoyed the first one. We got some feedback.
From a couple of people.
Yep. So,
let's hope it takes off a bit more, since we do a bit more, maybe it'll take off a bit more, you know.
Yeah, we're on some directories and stuff, so hopefully, you know, if you are listening to this and you're not one of the people that, like, live near us, then please do let us know that you listen.
Yeah, please do, because we'd like to know how many people are actually listening to the podcast and what you think of it. You know, even if it's just like saying we're absolutely rubbish, please tell us and we can make it better.
Yeah, we've already had some improvement stuff, which we're hopefully working on.
Yep, of course.
Hopefully seeing if we can do. Should we jump straight in? We actually had an email.
We did have an email straight away.
Yep, a few days after I put up episode one, we had an email from CJAX, who is the group who wrote our intro music.
Yeah.
Not for us, we stole it, but...
No, we didn't steal it, it was...
No, it was off a website called OP Sound, which is got a ton of, Creative Commons music, which you can use. But yeah, their email said that it was, hi Gelada, it said. In fact, it didn't say hi Seferin.
Ah, well, he wrote it to you, so... Yeah.
Hi Gelada, just wanted to say hello and thank you for using part of Runaway Fashion, which is the name of the song, in your Numero Uno podcast. And asks that it's all about adaptive music when it comes to games. It took me a while to figure out what they meant by...
I still don't know what that means.
Adaptive music.
I'm still a bit.
I think what it's to do with is, say, think about Legend of Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
In, well, certainly Ocarina of Time. When you're walking around, you've got some nice, happy music. And then when you approach an enemy, the music changes to the darker music.
True.
And I think that's what they meant by adaptive music. It was something along those lines.
I tell you what does that really good, because I noticed that playing a lot of Freelancer. Whenever you're an enemy, like some really dark music comes in, and then when you kill them, and you just go back, you go back to normal calm music. So.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
so we got our first email. Just check out their website at www.cjackmusic.com.
Yep, cjacksmusic.com. We'll plug that at the end, and obviously all the URLs that we say
on the website,
on the sort of dodgy site that we've made that are just sort of chucked up together.
It works. It works though.
Indeed. Doing things in a different order than the last episode.
Yeah, we're going to try some different things this time.
So we're going to start with life.
Our life section.
Yep. Shall I go first?
Yeah, you can go first if you want.
Okay, what have I been doing? I have a server firewall thing. Rather than buying a little Netgear router or whatever, little white box, I have a whole computer. The program is like a variation on Linux, and it's called IPCOP. And you can find out more about that at www.ipcop.org.
Surprisingly.
Maybe they'll pay us for that.
Well, maybe.
Plug. But anyway, it died. The hard drive failed. And I'm blaming my dad, because he doesn't actually shut it down. If he wants to shut it down, he just pushes the off button.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't understand that it's a computer, you know. It doesn't like being just turned off.
It isn't just like another piece of hardware. It is a proper computer.
But it had an old 4.3 gigabyte hard drive in it. And the smallest hard drive we could get from Maplin is a 40 gigabyte hard drive for £49 or something. And so we had to buy that.
£49 for only 40 gig?
Yeah, it was from Maplin. It's sort of like emergency, we need a hard drive now sort of thing.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But I'm going to use it as permanent storage. Because it's the newest hard drive that I've got for storage, if I ever have anything that I need to permanently store, you know, big ISOs or anything like
that. Chance of it dying are particularly nil.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you're not supposed to use it as a file sharing or anything, but it's not going to hurt. There's nothing on the outside, so.
Yeah, so.
So that'll be alright. It's been half term, school holidays.
Yeah, it has.
I had Tazata, my friend Tazata over. Hey Tazata, if you're listening. We had a bit of gaming. We went to Quasar.
We went to Quasar. That was
or
really good.
Q2000, as it's sometimes called. The variant of it. Well, there's lots of variants of it, and one of them's...
I know one of them is Laser Quest.
Yeah, that sort of thing. But that was quite good, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I've always said that Quasar is really fun, simply because it's as close as you'll get to real-life combat without going to almost the extreme of paintball.
Yeah, but we were outnumbered 6-8.
And we won 5.
3-4, basically. Yeah, we won both games, 200 points each.
Now, although it was 6-8 on our team, we had these two other people on our team who we didn't know, these two girls.
Yeah. There was another, basically, there was us four, and there was a party of 10.
Yeah, there was a party of 10. But obviously, because that would have been unfair, 4v10.
Although, looking by the way that they played,
yeah, exactly.
It wouldn't have been unfair.
It wouldn't make a difference. But we still won.
Yeah, we still won. So it was basically 4v8.
It was 4v8, but we won twice.
Two on one, basically.
And Pro, and his scores.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
He was top gun both games.
Both games, he was top gun. Way past score. I was second on our team.
I've got some strategies for next time. I've got some ideas. I think we'd start drawing little diagrams and stuff. Go there with like a felt tip pen and draw on the map that they've got outside the stage.
Be interesting to do. Yeah. Anyway,
your life.
Well, I didn't mention this last time on my laptop in the last podcast.
You got water on it. I think that's all there is to it.
Yeah, that's what happened. Basically, my laptop got destroyed a little
water
while ago,
damage.
About 7 weeks ago now, because a drink leaked, and I was rather distorted by that because I lost a lot of personal stuff as well as like programs.
Should make backups, you know.
Oh yeah, but
in case of water damage,
of course, in case of water damage. But finally, I finally got my laptop back. Insurance companies take bloody long enough, but got it back. And it's ever so slightly better.
Oh, that's good.
Slightly better model. This ever so slightly faster. It's a 1.8 gigahertz processor instead of only a 1.6 this time.
Same as mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine's only 1.8.
So finally got that back, and oh, I mean, hell, the day I got it back, I was using it already and downloading stuff with it because it's just easy to download on my laptop overnight.
Yeah.
It's quieter.
Yeah, that's why I've got a server, you see. So
yeah, well, of course.
I know people who use laptops as servers.
Really?
Yeah, you, in theory, I mean, there's no reason why you can't.
Well, I guess not.
I mean, it must get a bit warm.
A bit. Anyway, my other life little thing, it's kind of linked with my bike and my laptop.
I'm trying to keep a straight face.
Shut up. Well, you remember how last time I said, oh, I finally got my bike because I just turned 17?
Yep.
Well, I crashed it.
He crashed it.
I crashed my bike. It's not funny, really, if you think about it. I could have been
seriously hurt.
I could have been seriously hurt.
Yeah, well, that's just a bonus.
I hate you.
Not a bonus. Who would I have to do this podcast with?
Yeah, exactly. Proen?
Maybe. He got Top Gun on Quasar. So.
Yeah, but he's not exactly the best speaker in the world, is he?
True. His voice is a bit booming on the mic.
But yes, I crashed my bike.
Sorry, Proen.
It was my fault. I was going too fast.
Yep.
And I couldn't take a corner in time, so I ended up crashing into a barrier. It cost me £360. Ouch.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Well, not really fun, but...
No, it hurt. Well, yeah. I got a scratch on my leg, but otherwise I'm fine.
Okay. Before we move on to the next bit, we're going to have a bit of music.
Yeah, we are.
This is some music from... It's Podsafe. It's Podsafe music. We're allowed to do this. We're not breaking any copyright laws. Very careful about that. This is by a guy called Evan Tate, apparently. He's in Germany. And it's some... smooth jazzy type
jazzy
stuff.
Music. Yeah. I was requested this because I like a bit of jazz.
Yeah, so I'll do the request next time. We'll have some folk rock.
Yeah, it'll be your turn next month.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
So we hope you like this, and it's just a bit of an interlude before our gaming section, and we'll get you back after the music. We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed that bit from Evan Tate.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah,
I'd say. I mean, I'm partial to a bit of jazz.
I'm partial to a bit of jazz. It's quite good.
Yeah, it's kind of relaxing music. But at the same time, it's like, oh yeah, that's cool.
Good interlude music.
Yes, I agree.
Would fit in a lift.
Yeah, it's like the Blues Brothers movie where you're going up the lift after all the cops have been chasing, you've got the helicopters outside and there's people, and
then carving music,
carving music in the lift. Doobie-doo. I like that film. It's a good film.
Doobie-doo. Okay, gaming.
Gaming on our gaming session. Okay, I'm first.
You are.
If you remember last month, we did actually talk about The Revolution being released. When we say spring, didn't we? And that was actually rubbish. If you read on our website,
yeah, we had to sort of put a correction in afterwards, saying that actually we're not so sure.
A couple of days after we recorded the podcast, we then got confirmation that it was kind of rubbish and it never was said, and so it was all just speculation. But now there is a definite time.
Well, 90% sure that they haven't had any comment from Nintendo yet, but they reckon that they will get comments saying, yeah, this is what it is.
Yep, June 2006 for
America and
for
Japan.
Americans and Japans.
Yep, Japans.
Japans, the Japanese.
Yep.
And July over here for us Brits.
Yep, which is appalling. I think we should have it exactly the same time.
I know, we always get things second.
But there's some speculation about the price though, isn't there?
There is. People can't actually make their minds up how much this is going to cost. Some people reckon it's going to be as much as £200.
Yeah.
Which in America, that'd cost, what, $350 at least?
Yeah, something like
about that.
But then they also say $200, so...
But then there's also people saying, oh, it's $200.
Yeah.
And that's just like someone get confused about...
Exchange rates
and stuff.
Or not knowing that they exist.
I mean, even $200 is still a bit pricey if you think about it. That's still about £150.
I don't know what the Xbox 360 and the PS3... Sorry, Nintendo, for just mentioning those names on air.
The PS3, if you remember, they did that little interview with the guy's head of Sony.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, it's actually going to be really expensive. He actually said, it's going to be expensive.
They were having... Now, just on a sort of quick note, there's going to be some problems with the PS3. There's problems with backwards compatibility and stuff.
Yeah, I heard that, actually. There's not, people are saying it's not going to work with your PSX and your PS2s.
So, with a bit of luck, Nintendo will play on that, because Nintendo have announced that it will be backwards compatible with GameCube.
Revolution's going to be completely backwards compatible with GameCube, and you're also going to be able to download all your old NES games.
Yeah, exactly. And no one knows whether that's for free or not. Some people have said it's going to be free, some people have said it's not.
Even if it's not free, it's not going to be that much. It's going to be like a couple of pounds to download when you're old.
Because it's not
NES
like
games.
Nintendo having to make packaging or anything
not
for
really.
It.
Really, it's like they put it on like a server,
you
connect to that via your Revolution, and you download it. Not what's hard.
Yeah, exactly. So, that'd be good.
Yeah, hopefully maybe we'll see the ability to download SNES and N64 games as well.
Yeah, I would definitely be impressed with that.
You'd have to get like controllers, extended controllers for the N64, because I wouldn't know how you'd work that.
Well, they're going to have those little bolt-on things and stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. So you'd have to put some of those new ones there.
And the link for that?
Okay, and the link for that is tinyurl.com/8AXN8. That'll be on our website as well.
It will, of course. So yeah, check that out. Be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm definitely looking forward to it, so long as it really isn't £200, in which case I'm in trouble.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for a console. But we'll see.
We'll see, indeed. My turn.
Okay, moving on.
Yep. Lost Coast. Valve have released Half-Life 2 Lost Coast, which is kind of like a technical demo showing off high dynamic rendering, which is lots of special lighting effects and stuff. It's very nice. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, it looks very smexy.
Basically, it's just a short level, so 5-10 minutes. It's not very long, so long as you don't die. With some audio commentary, which is really good.
Yeah, I spotted that when I came over and you showed me.
Yeah, they sort of talk about, you know, what they have to do and what they've done, all this stuff about high dynamic rendering and stuff. But it's very nice. I would say if this is how games are going to look, then give me more games, basically. Yeah. They've done a good job on this sort of technical demo thing. They said at the end, it was quite interesting, they sort of gave out an email address and said, you know, hey, email, if you like this, email this, and we're going to do some more of this sort of thing.
All right.
So I'm going to email them, just purely because I'm impressed with it, and say, you know, yeah, I really like this, really like the audio commentary.
Do some more little small levels.
Do some more technical demos of stuff, you know, showcase some stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Did it cost you anything to download?
No, completely free. Because I bought Half-Life 2, completely free to download Lost Coast.
Right. So
it took about an hour.
So for me, for example, who haven't bought Half-Life 2, would I have to pay for it?
I don't think you can buy it individually. I think it's just like, if you've got Half-Life 2, then you can get Lost Coast.
Right, okay. So you have to have Half-Life 2 to be able to buy Lost
Coast. Yeah, I think so, as far as I know. In fact, later on that same day that it was released, there was some more update news saying, you know, oh, thanks for all the feedback that we've got, you know, especially about the audio commentary, we're going to do some more of this stuff.
Right.
So I'm impressed with what Valve are doing. They've got a good community mind.
Yeah, they have.
They've got
a
forum and stuff and all that sort of thing, but they are actually engaging the community, because there is a huge community, you know, Counter-Strike, Half-Life and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Huge community. And they're actually saying, you know, here's some stuff. Do you like it? You know, is it any good? We'll do some more of this stuff. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I like the look of it. It's very, very good. It's a little bit exaggerated, like I said.
It is, yeah, but then the physics engine is exaggerated. It's all exaggerated. Yeah.
But, I mean, come on, this is a game. Yeah. And if this is what games can be like Jal said a minute ago, I want more games. I want to play some more games like this.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. Okay, next, we have a little bit of news. Apparently there's a World of Warcraft expansion. We don't really care about
that.
So,
moving straight on from that.
Moving straight on, yep.
We got some... I'd like to talk about some releases that have just come out recently.
Yep.
One of the biggest ones that's come out is an expansion pack for Dawn of War. Mm-hmm. 140,000 Dawn of War. If anyone doesn't know what Dawn of War is, you can check that out on, like, IGN.com or GameSpot.com, whatever.
Yeah, Eurogamer.net.
Yeah, any gaming website. It's just an RTS game. And Winter Assault is an expansion pack for it, which adds... Mm-hmm. It's a special one, actually. It's quite different from most expansion packs. It adds an entirely new standalone race.
All right.
I mean, okay, you've got things like Age of Empires of Conquerors, and that add, like, new civilizations.
Yeah.
But those civilizations are based on the same engine that all the other civilizations are built on.
Dawn of War has, you know, the different races are completely different. You know, there's nothing the same
they do what made StarCraft so popular.
Yeah.
We have three totally different races, which play differently. If you look at most of the RTSs, you've got lots of different civilizations or races which play identical.
Mm.
All they do is like they have special bonuses.
Yeah, different unique units.
Yes, exactly. Whereas Dawn of War and Winter Assault have completely different races. They act totally different. Those play styles are totally, totally, totally different. You can't play the same for any of them.
So that should be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to buy that in a minute. I'm going to purchase this off the podcast, I think.
Uh-huh. That should be good.
Yeah.
Next little
thing. Okay, another release that's coming out is Star Wars Battlefront 2. Now, anyone who hasn't played the original Star Wars Battlefront, it's basically a first-person shooter / third-person shooter, depending on your preference. And you go around on battlefields, like, between all the different planets that are in the Star Wars universe.
Hoth and that sort of thing.
Hoth, Tatooine, yeah. Naboo, etc. And you play as one of the soldiers in the four different armies of the Star Wars
universe.
Yeah. You've got the Republic, Separatists, the Rebel Alliance, and the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And you go around and you shoot each other. That's pretty much it. And you have to capture objectives and everything. But Star Wars Battlefront 2, it kind of expands upon that. It's going to have a lot more in-depth objective capturing.
There's actually going to be some heroes in this one, aren't there?
There's going to be some heroes this
Mace
time.
Mace Windu and that sort of thing.
You're going to be able to play as like Mace Windu or
Jedi's. Yoda.
Or Yoda.
Jumping around.
Count Dooku or Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader or whatever. You can play as all them. But in my opinion, that probably won't be the best bit about the game. I'm actually looking forward to just playing like I used to play on the original Battlefront.
Yeah. It's the same game engine, but they've tweaked things. You know, they've done some better sound, better graphics. Apparently the AI is tweaked. Apparently they've
the AI the better have been tweaked.
Yeah,
because
it's pretty rubbish.
That's the worst thing about the original game. The AI was absolutely rubbish. They would just stand there and let you shoot them, or it was either too easy or menacingly hard. So I'm really looking forward to Battlefront 2 because it's going to be a really good game.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Yeah.
X3 Reunion is going to be released. It's a space trading combat thing. They advertise that, you know, you can trade, you can build, you can fight, and you can think.
Yes, think the other one.
Yeah, something like that. I played X2, The Threat. I never got on very well with it.
No?
No, I found it was very slow. One of the main complaints about it was that it was so slow.
Yeah.
You know, you've got this huge universe, this massive economic system for trading, can build your own factories and all this sort of thing, but the factories cost like 50 million of whatever the game in-game stuff is, and you start with 10,000.
Yeah.
You know, it took really long time to get, you know, enough money to actually pay properly, and so the ways around it, there were certain tricks and cheats you could do to sort of get around that, just to boost you to start off the game. But I never really got on with it, and the character models really put me off, and the way that they walked,
they're really badly done.
So hopefully they'll improve on these things.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. And but I've looked at the trailers and some screenshots. Looks very nice.
Yep.
Really good graphics. I'm impressed. So that should be quite good. I'm thinking of getting it. Maybe not. I'm going to read some reviews. It says that it's out here. Amazon say that it's out in this country, in the UK. But yet, there's no reviews of it anywhere. So I'm waiting for some reviews. See what they say.
Yep.
9 out of 10, you know, buy it.
Yeah.
Not.
Could be the new Elite.
It could be the new Elite. I doubt it, but it could be.
Could be. Let's hope so. Okay, now we're going to move on to our little tech section.
Yep, little technology thing.
Yeah, yeah. The first bit we're going to talk about was, I saw this on the internet. There's a new 500 gigabyte hard drive that's just been released by MacStore.
Wow.
I know, 500 gigabytes.
Now, I'd always be worried about having huge hard drives, you know, if it breaks.
Imagine how much stuff you'd lose.
You're screwed. You know, it would be better to get 500 gigabyte hard drives and put them in like a huge thing.
I guess so, yeah. But still, come on, 500 gigabytes. You could have two of them and have a terabyte.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot of memory.
Stunning. I mean, a terabyte. You can get servers with terabyte storage.
Oh, yeah, of course you can, but we're talking about hard drives for personal computers.
Yeah, exactly. So if they can do 500 gigabytes now, then it'll be cheap eventually, because these things always come down in price.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine how much storage. I mean, Windows Vista will probably eat up 250 gigabytes of it.
Oh, yeah, probably. Windows Vista is going to be big anyway.
It's just stupid. I know. You know, you need like a good graphics card,
yeah,
just to run
it. It sucks. Anyway, yeah, so that's really something to look forward to, in my opinion.
Especially if you're a
pirate or someone who downloads illegal stuff.
It'll also be good if they're doing this for home users, then surely things are going to improve for servers, and you're going to have larger servers.
Yeah,
storage.
Yeah. I mean, imagine all the new servers that are just coming out.
I'd certainly find a lot of things to do with 500 gigabytes in one of my little servers.
I think I would too.
But yeah, so that'd be quite good.
Yeah, that's going to be some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Another little techie thing. This has been known for quite a while, but it's kind of just been really announced and really made public.
And they fixed it.
Yeah, they made it so it works properly now. There's a city in Canada.
A whole city. Not sure what city.
Not sure which city exactly.
It's not secret. It's a secret city.
It's not like one of the big cities.
Atlantis.
But it's... it's an entire city that has free Wi-Fi access.
Yeah, it's just...
stunning. That's what it is.
It's amazing. I don't know how on earth that they're coordinating all these access points that they must have in the city and all these people randomly hopping on and off this Wi-Fi. There must be some sort of restriction. You must have to do something.
I guess so. Maybe sign up for it or something.
Yeah, because think about all the war driving and all the potential possibilities you can do. You know, say you've got 20 laptops, you know, 70% of the world's computers are insecure. So, or whatever the statistic is. So, you imagine, you know, 7 out of 10 laptops on that little free Wi-Fi thing are going to be insecure.
Yeah.
The security is just going to fall apart. I don't know how they're going to do it.
But still, not thinking about the security issue of it, think how cool that is.
Yeah, you just, like, anywhere in the city and you've got Wi-Fi.
You just carry a laptop around in your bag and you think, oh, I could do a check on my emails, or, oh, I could do a check on that new eBay thing that I want to get.
Sit down at a table.
Sit down on the pavement, for crying out loud.
Yep.
Whip out your laptop.
Have it stolen.
Yeah, if it's stolen if you want, or get it wet or something. But yeah, you just whip on the internet and you're away.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. And it leads very nicely onto our next one, which I think will probably take off, means that their cities are now offering Wi-Fi for free.
Yeah, quite.
And that's a program called AirPone, or AirOwn, depending on how you pronounce
AirPone.
It.
It's got a P, but...
AirPWN. It's been around for a while. It was around at the last DEF CON, I think, and there were some people mucking about with it. Basically, if you've got an insecure wireless network, when people are surfing on the internet, say you type in www.google.com, your computer asks, where is Google? And somewhere replies, be it, you know, a DNS server 300 miles away or whatever, says, oh, Google is here. And then your computer goes, hello, whatever the IP address is, can I have this web page? And they say, yeah, sure, here you go. And then your laptop displays it. All this in a matter of 45 milliseconds or something
like
that.
Yeah, of course, very, 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 very quick.
It's very quick. But the problem with that on an insecure wireless network is that all of these messages can be seen by anyone. You know, anyone else on the wireless network can pick this up. So if you get two wireless network cards and this software, because there is a small delay between saying, I want to surf here, and the getting the final website, this program can get there quicker because it's right next, you know, it's on the same network. It can act in a matter of a millisecond.
Yeah.
And you can basically, so they request google.com, and you'll adjust it and then send it on.
Yeah.
So this can cause all sorts of problems. I mean, not only can you just replace images with horribly grotesque images, as they did at DEF CON, everyone's images were being replaced, and lots of people were looking very startled and shutting down their laptop lids in an instant.
Yeah, because how cool is
they're like,
is
oh
that?
My god, shut the lids. So,
that'd be awesome.
There's other risks. You know, what's to stop someone creating a clever bit of JavaScript that injects anyone who goes onto PayPal? You can be selective with this program. It's not just like anything. You can say, this particular page, inject a bit of JavaScript, pick up this thing, and report it back to me.
Yeah.
there's so many dangers, and that's why you should never have an insecure wireless network. No one believes me. I speak to people, I set up people's networks, and they're like, oh, I must do encryption sometime. No one's going to do anything. No one around here is going to do anything. It's so easy. Quick. People say it's never going to happen, but it does.
It does, of course it does.
And you're never going to know about it, because it's just going to happen. And all of a sudden, oh, where's that 120 quid I had in my PayPal account gone?
It's not there anymore.
Oh, dear.
If they've got all these wireless networks, then someone, somewhere, must know how to use them.
Yeah, the chances are that there's going to be, even if it's just someone who doesn't really know, but has stumbled across this, because this was, you know, this has been on major news sites, not major news sites, but this has been on news sites. And so if it's on the, if it's on those, stupid monitor going blank.
My monitor just went on standby. so did Gelada's, then that's quite good, actually.
Oh dear, this must be something good. If it's on all these major news sites, someone's going to have read it, and someone's going to go, ooh, this sounds quite cool. It's only, like, a matter of 30 quid or something.
Yeah, not that expensive.
And away they go. You know, they know that their next-door neighbour's got an insecure wireless network.
And they could either... They could do something relatively innocent.
Like,
and
replace with images or something like that.
Yeah, they could do that. Or, of course, they could then do something very malicious.
Yeah, exactly. And people, you know, wireless networks are still fairly new. People don't realise that there is... a real security. It's not hard to do this. It's not hard to get on insecure wireless networks. You can, your laptop can accidentally do it. We were around your house.
We were around my house.
I unplugged the network cable, and without remembering that I'd unplugged it, was surfing the net. I was like, hang on, this isn't right. It's gone and connected to the wireless network down the road.
There was a wireless network on my street, and we didn't ask it to, no. But Windows automatically connected to this wireless network, because it was insecure.
So if Windows can do this automatically, what can people do with a bit of, you know, intent?
Yeah, exactly.
It's bad.
It's quite scary, actually.
It is quite scary.
Thinking of all the unsecure data flying around that anyone can get hold of.
You can just see it, there it goes, around the room.
Anyway, that brings us to the end of our techie section.
Yep. And that brings us to the relatively the end of the show.
Yeah, right, yeah. So let's start wrapping up.
Yep.
We've got some shouts.
Yep.
Gelada's got some shouts.
I'll do some shouts, yep. Shouts to Zata and Proen for a great game with Quasar, and also some good AoE. I've been playing Proen again. He's been practicing a bit AoE.
Yeah, I saw on his MSN.
So we've been. I managed to get it working through my router. But yeah, it was good. It was a good game with Quasar. It was a good couple of days with Tazata, so that was good. Shouts to my clan again, because I haven't really got many other people to shout to, because I'm a bit lonely, really, sitting here in the dark in front of my computer.
Isn't that how every hacker acts, though?
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, shouts to Dare Clan, shouts to DeFay, Innate, all of them.
I've only got a couple of shouts this podcast. That's just shouts to the Hatfield family. They've been very nice recently, because I work with Elizabeth, and she's into manga and anime. So, I mean, how cool is that? A mum, which is into manga and anime.
Yeah, this is impressive.
That's cool for me. And they've been lending me some stuff recently. They lent me Spirited Away on DVD.
Cool.
They lent me Demon Diaries, the manga.
Ooh.
So,
don't know what any of this means, but ooh.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. I mean, just thank you very much to them, and shouts to them.
Yep. Some plugs as well.
We've got some plugs. I'd like to plug a little site called zstuff.com. Zestuff.com. They're basically a shop which sell stuff for
basically
webcomics.
A shop.
That's all it is, though. That's
it's a shop.
It's just a shop which sells stuff for webcomics.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of webcomics that have banded together, and they want to sell some merchandise, and they go through Z Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
it.
It's CAD comic and that's like that, don't
you? You got CAD, which is Control Delete Online.com.
Mm-hmm.
You got 8-Bit Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Chugworth Academy. You've got anything else?
I don't know. Just go and check it out. And
yeah, check it out. Check out
some
stuff.
Cool stuff there. I was thinking of actually buying the CAD books, because they look quite
cool.
They
do look very nice, though, don't they?
They're very nice, glossy pages and all of that. I'm into that. That's one comic I'm really into. I follow it.
And who do you have to thank for that?
I have to thank you, I guess.
Because I'm the one who came round and went on it, and you're like, oh, it's not as good as Penny Arcade.
Yeah, and I found that Penny Arcade really isn't that good, and they're in trouble with Jack Thompson.
Are they really?
Yeah.
They actually got in trouble with it.
They got in, it was like... phoning him up and like hurling abuse down the phone at them, and they were in serious trouble, and things were going very wrong for them.
Oh dear.
Because they sort of, well, anyway, it's a story for another time. Look on the web, search for Jack Thompson on Google News.
I'd also like to make a shout to a website that I just got an email about actually, the other night, called RagnarokHQ.com. Now, they were around a little while ago, but then they went down, but they've finally got themselves back together, and they made themselves a beta site. So if you want to check that out, that's RagnarokHQ.com/beta.
And that's stuff for Ragnarok Online.
That's the stuff for Ragnarok Online.
We haven't previously mentioned it. It's been mentioned in the pilot.
We mentioned it in episode 0,
But it's a MMO.
It's a MMO RPG.
Anime style stuff.
Yeah, so check that website out for more information.
I got a couple of quick plugs. Plugs to, again, to cjacksmusic.com. That's cjacksmusic.com.
That's right.
Which is where we got our intro music from. Yep. Very much thanks to them. Hope they're listening to this. Also, a plug to a website where we got our music from. And hopefully, if you like the music, where we will be getting some more music from.
In the future.
It's some PodSafe music. And the website address is music.podshow.com. And you can go and check that out and listen to some music, and it's quite nice.
Yeah, it's all free, so don't worry about the RAA coming after you.
No, and it's all completely, you know, you can use it in whatever you want to do. I think some of it's remix friendly and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. or that's OP Sound that does remix.
Well, of course, you should always email someone if you're going to use it.
Yeah, you should always contact people if, you know, they say, please contact me, or contact them anyway, just to say, you know, thanks very much for the music.
And of course, all those web addresses that we just mentioned will be on our website.
Yep, and the website address, which has an address now,
is a real address.
hex.dustydreams.co.uk.
That's right.
Maybe one day we'll get a domain.
Maybe. You
know, lifeinhex.com. It is available. No one register that.
Please don't register that. Of course, if you want to buy it for us.
Of course, then, you know, we're quite willing to pay you in cheese.
Yeah, we'll pay you in cheese and shouts.
Yep. Okay, well, that about wraps it up.
Okay, and this is Saffron.
And Gelada.
And we hope you've enjoyed the show.
Indeed.
Goodbye.
See you later.